Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? What's up? So if this is your first time checking out the podcast, thank you and welcome. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel or however you listen to the podcast, subscribe. If you my peeps, you been my peeps, you ain't new to this, you true to this, what's good, fam? I'm glad y'all keep coming back. It's very encouraging to see that you continue to come back and download. It is confirmation that this is necessary, it's needed. And so it's great. It's great to be help, you know, like to be help for somebody. So I appreciate y'all coming. It's confirmation that I'm on the right track. So keep sharing, keep telling people. I could not do this without you guys. I want to confess today, though. Got a confession to make. I wasn't always this great, okay? As great as I am now, I didn't start here. I didn't start at this place of greatness. It was a struggle, okay? I used to, especially, first of all, I don't even want to talk about when I was still working and I had a side hustle. Like, I was working and building my dream at the same time. I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking about once I became a full-time entrepreneur, I still wasn't that great. I used to take time to like plan and strategize and do research and to create this content and learn all the stuff that I needed to learn. And then I would plan and then I would strategize and then I would create some new content and I would research how I was supposed to do it. And then I would learn something new or see something new from a different person, another school of thought. And then I would plan it. You see this cycle? And it seems like a good cycle, but it's not a good cycle because you know what you don't hear me saying? I didn't execute. I didn't implement. I was just always planning and learning. And this is the problem, is that there are so many people out there and so many different ways for you to succeed in any area. There are lots of different ways to build a brand. There are lots of different ways to grow your faith. There are lots of ways. And so if you don't have like a person or group of people that you trust or your go-to people, then you are all over the place, right? There's a different school of thought for weight loss, no carbs, heavy carbs, lots of meat, dairy, no dairy. Like there are so many ways, so many different things. And so if you don't make the decision to like actually do something, to implement something, it's no good. And so probably in like 2018, so at the end of the year, let me say this, at the end of the year, every year I do this reflecting thing. And Olivia and I, through Mosaic Women, we host this passion and purpose planning. We've done it for years. I should know the name, but it escapes me right now. But we do that, and it's time for us to reflect, and we guide women through reflecting on the previous year, getting real about the things that worked and things that didn't work, and, you know, setting a plan for the next year. And so 2017, at the end of the year, I'm doing this. I'm preparing, you know, reflecting on the year before, looking at the things that worked and didn't work, kind of getting an overview of the year and just being honest with myself about why I didn't reach my goals or why I didn't get the opportunities that I thought I wanted or whatever. And the truth was, I did not execute. So in 2018, my word was execution. And my motto was execution is queen in 2018. And I said it all year. And that was a reminder that I needed to do something, right? And even now as a courage coach, you know, in my programs and the programs and the coaching programs that I have, or where I'm an accountability coach, I'm celebrating things that people do. So if you're in my program, if you're enrolled in a program, or if I'm a coach in a program that you're enrolled in, I'm not celebrating your plan or your strategy. What did you do, though? What did you do? And if you create something, I can celebrate that because that means you got something done. But the next thing after creating is launching, is sharing, is selling, right? And so I never got to that point. I just kept with the creating and creating and creating. And so it's about getting things done. And so I honestly, in this episode, want to talk about the number one reason most people don't see growth in their life. I know this is a lot about business and up, you know, leveling up in your business and faith in your life. But this one is true across the board in your business, in your faith, and in your life. When you don't see growth and transformation and change, the number one reason that doesn't happen, it's because of a lack of, it's a lack of execution or poor execution or lack of implementation. And so that's the thing I want to talk about. And I want to give you some tips to kind of get around it and to overcome and avoid this thing. Because in my opinion, in my professional opinion as a courage coach, in my professional opinion as a Bible teacher, the reason that people don't see transformation in their faith, the reason you're not growing, I'm going to say it. The reason you're not growing in your faith, the reason you're not growing in your business, and the reason that you're not growing in life, just in general, the number one reason is a lack of implementation. Now, there might be a lot of things that keep you from implementing, but the number one thing is a lack of follow through or poor execution. What you see a lot of times is so people are acquiring knowledge, right? We at the very least know that we need to learn something. So if I want to grow in business, I'm learning about my business. I'm learning how to be a better teacher or coach. People are getting certified, going back to school, entering into certification programs, joining coaching programs, getting into training programs like Purpose to Platform, Command the Stage, Weekend Impact, Impact Weekend, with my, like, people are doing all the things, and we know we need to learn how to do it. They're learning how to journal with Rachel Luna, all great and wonderful. But let me tell you something. The thing that keeps you from growing isn't that you don't know stuff, because you're Googling, because you're reading, because you're getting articles, you're in communities, you're learning how to do these things. The problem is that you don't do the work. You don't like that. That's true. It's a partial effort. It's partially complete. Or you coming up with excuses. I hear a couple things on my calls, right? When I'm doing accountability calls, this is what I hear. I hear people who are making excuses about why they didn't get it done, right? When I'm like, okay, so why didn't you get it done? Because learning why you didn't get it done is going to help us for next time. Excuse me. Got a little tickle in my throat. Learning, you know, understanding, reviewing, reflecting on why you didn't get something done, that's helpful. So sometimes I will ask, okay, so you had a goal, you had something you were supposed to implement, execute, you didn't get it done. Why not? Slew of excuses. Sometimes it's because they changed their mind. Sometimes it's because they have new research, and that's okay maybe once or twice. But if, and my program is a 12-month program. 12 months, you can't execute, you didn't know execution. You've been learning and learning. No, now we're stalling. Right? And so how can we get around that? It's not enough for you to acquire knowledge, right? It's not enough for you to listen to podcasts, for you to even go the next level and like buy a book or enroll or that is not enough. You have to have a plan of action. You have to put it on your calendar and do it. I mean, that's what leads to growth. The acquiring of knowledge, right? The increasing of wisdom or understanding or skills. And then a plan and a time to apply it. I mean, it's application. Even the word talks about that. It's not enough for us to be hearers. We also have to be doers. So when you hear the gospel, when you get a revelation, when you have understanding, it's not enough. You have to do that thing. You have to put into action what you've learned. You have to do it. And believe it or not, a lot of people hear something new, learn something new, and have a plan of action, but that plan of action never goes on their calendar. In addition to the group coaching programs that I have, I also do some one-on-one sessions, and the most popular one-on-one session is the productivity strategy session. You know why? Because people want to get stuff done. They feel overwhelmed. Women entrepreneurs, whether they have a full-time job and a side hustle, trying to manage that, or now they're full-time entrepreneurs and they just don't know how, they don't know what to do with their time because they've been employees for the majority of their adult life, or they can't even find the time to work on their side hustle. They know the things that they need to do, but they just can't find the time to do it between all their other obligations. So we get on a one-on-one strategy session, productivity strategy session, and we work that out, right? Do you know what always blows my mind? Is that they know what they need to do, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't cross over that you have to put it on your calendar. If you don't secure time to do it, time is not like magic, right? Time is not going to magically appear. You want to spend more time in the Word, put it on your calendar. Make it a part of your routine. You want to work out, make it a part of your routine. Set aside time during the day to work out. You want to write a book, carve out time in your schedule, swap out some of those activities so that you can write the book, right? Like you have to actually have it on your calendar to do. So when you learn what you need to do, you're learning all these things. Growth comes in the acquiring of knowledge and the application. Anything that you are learning, you're learning all these new things, but you don't apply, it's just entertainment. It doesn't even matter what the subject is. So you could learn all the scriptures you want. If you are not applying those scriptures to your life, it's trivial. You ain't gotta like it. It's true. Doesn't seem like something that you want to say about your time in the Word, but it's true. Doesn't matter if you're listening to business podcasts or growth podcasts or mental health podcasts or podcasts about self-care and self-love. If you're just listening to all the techniques and all the things that you need to do, but you're not implementing any of them, it's just entertainment. You might as well be listening to reality TV or listening to some type of entertainment podcast. It's just information that you enjoy listening to, but you're not applying it, so it's not going to impact your life. You're not going to grow as a result of it, you know? And so if you want to grow and you're going to be one step ahead of the game when you have a plan and you put those, you take that plan and create these actionable steps. It's not enough for you to say, I have a goal. And I know you guys know about SMART goals, right? It's specific, it's measurable, right? It's attainable, it's relevant, it's got some type of time frame to it, right? So I want to lose 35 pounds by December, right? There we go. So it's smart. It's simple. No, I'm sorry. It's specific, right? 35 pounds, not some. It's measurable. 35. I can measure whether or not I'm doing it, right? It's attainable. It is possible to lose at the time that this podcast is being recorded anyway. It's possible to lose 35 pounds by December. It's relevant. I want to be healthier. I want to get in shape. And there's a time constraint, December. That's great. Let me tell you that's not enough though, right? Can you already begin to see how it's not enough? Because while I have a SMART goal and I know what it takes to lose weight, right? I'm going to reduce my calories. Maybe I'm going to do keto. Maybe I'm going to do carb loading. Maybe I'm going to be vegetarian, pescatarian, vegan. What I'm going to have meals delivered, whatever. And I'm going to work out. Maybe I'm going to do Zumba. I'm going to do Jade Fitness. I'm going to do Refit. I'm going to do, there's another one that people are CrossFit, right? Whatever. That's great. So now I have the knowledge. I know what I need to do. I have a goal. Guess what? Still nothing happens. You know why? Because even though I know what I need to do, when am I going to do it? I have to actually put workout on my calendar. I have to actually put those nutritional foods on my grocery list and then go to the store and buy them. And then I have to eat them, right? Prepare those meals. I have to implement. It's a lack of implementation or partial effort or half effort, partial completion or half effort that keeps me from growing. I have to do that. And another thing that you can do is get an accountability partner or community, right? Like, accountability is huge. It's a huge part of growth and change and transformation. That's why you see so many groups on Facebook. That's why you see so many coaches going to a group model, because they realize that communities will help their clients to have a greater transformation, and it will help them to have a greater impact. So if you want to have a greater transformation, you want to grow, get an accountability partner. Join an accountability community or a community that's going to hold you accountable. Now realize not all communities are created equal, right? Not all communities are created equal. So make sure it's a community that is going to encourage you and push you at the level that you need to implement and to do the work to execute, right? And I always want to invite you to join the Courageous Tribe. I know I talk a lot about the Dose of Courage community. That's my free community. And listen, this is a podcast that's about honesty and about helping you to show up as your most bold self and do the things that you need to do in order to come up in your business, in your faith, and in your life. Let me tell you something. There's a different level of investment, encouragement, and work for people who have invested to be in a community. That's not what I'm telling you based on my opinion. It's not necessarily true about every individual in the community, but it's true about the personalities of community. The most active, engaged, and accountable communities, the ones that are ambitious and pushing, are going to be the ones where people have had to invest. I was on a training call maybe like a month or so ago, and this lady was talking about a membership program she had. She has a membership program, and we're listening. And she said when she first started, it was $20 a month. And then she switched it over after a year or whatever to $37 a month. And then she went from 37, she made this huge jump, which we normally wouldn't recommend doing, going from $37 a month to $97 or $99 a month. And one of the ladies on the call asked, why did she make such a huge jump from 37 to 97? That's more than doubling it. It's almost tripling it, just short of three times. And you know what she said? And you don't have to like it, but she said what we know. She said, there's a different type of woman that is ready to invest at $97 a month. There's something different. She's more invested. She's like, it's a different personality. It's a different mindset. At $20 a month, I have to convince them. They expect a lot. They're not doing as much. And this is what you will hear from coaches all across the globe. You don't have to agree. I don't care. I'm just telling you what we know to be true, what experience shows to be true. And it's been true for me and my communities as well. Okay? It's been true for me and my communities as well. That doesn't speak to the individual. I'm not saying every single solitary person in a free group or free community isn't as ambitious or hardworking as someone who's invested. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying the community as a whole, it's going to be more engaged, more invested, more committed to their growth and to holding you accountable to a higher standard. That's because we're attached to our money. Think about it. Don't think about the things you can't afford. Think about the things that you have paid for and how you showed up for that stuff. We're talking good quality stuff, how you showed up for those things, right? And how if you only paid $10 for something, maybe your commitment wasn't the same. Maybe you didn't pay attention the same. Even I've been in free groups, and in the free group, I miss stuff. I miss when they have the live teaching. I miss the training. But baby, when I drop $1,500, when something cost me $500 a month, $3,000, whatever, when things cost me money, I'm showing up for everything. I'm showing up for everything. And certainly you have people who are not, who are going to pay and who aren't going to show up, right? Like, yeah, that's true. What I'm telling you is what I know, that all communities are not created equal. And so I always invite you to join the Courageous Tribe because it's a different group. These are women who are able and ready to invest in their business by investing in themselves. And so if you're ready to start executing and you're looking for accountability partners who are going to hold you accountable to the highest level that you're able to execute, then I want to, I want to invite you to join the Courageous Tribe. So what's your homework? One, I want you to decide what new thing, maybe there's a new thing that you know of that you haven't tried yet for your business, some strategy, or old thing. Maybe it's something that you've known about for a while, you know you need to do, but you just haven't been showing up. Thing that you will implement and execute and for how long. So what strategy are you going to implement in your business, right? And for how long? So for me, one of the things I've recently implemented is sending out an offer email every Friday. I know that if I want to increase the conversion rate of my email list and my emailings, that I have to not only give free content, I mean, I give a ton of free content, the Dose of Courage podcast, I do a lunch and learn on Tuesdays in the Dose of Courage community, I do Facebook lives, Instagram lives where I'm constantly adding value, and even the emails themselves add value, right? But I'm a business. And so in order for my potential clients to see me as a business and for me to reach my sales goals and my impact goals, the number of women I'd like to have enrolled in the Courageous Tribe, the number of women, the number of sessions that I would like to book out each month, the number of books, Bible study journals that I would like to have downloaded every month, what I've learned because I've taken the time to create a goal, to learn, to create the programs, right? To research what I need to do, to learn more about marketing and increasing my sales or learning to, close on a discovery call. I've learned those things. You know what I have to do now? Have to implement them consistently. So I'm committed to sending out an offer email. It is straight up an offer email every single Friday until the end of 2020, right? And I'm going to see what that does for my sales. I'm going to check out my conversion, see if it increases my impact and my income. Then I can make a decision to try something else, to do something else. But I'm committed to that strategy, sales email every Friday until the end of the year. Right? So what strategy, old or new, one that you've tried, one that you know about, one that you've just learned about, are you going to implement and for how long? And I want you to share that with the DOC community. I want you to say, I'm going to go live every week on Tuesday for the next 12 weeks. I want you to say, I'm going to send out a motivational email every week on Monday for the next 5 weeks. I want you to tell me that you're going to do a podcast, that you're going to do a webinar, that you're going to send a pitch email, that you're going to do some prospecting on LinkedIn for 2 hours a day, 3 days a week, whatever. Tell me what you're going to do. Share it in the community. And if you feel like you need more support, if you feel like you need more instruction and direction to help you to stay consistent, right, and showing up as your most bold self, and taking courageous action regularly, then get on a call with me. Let's get on a discovery call and see if the Courageous Tribe 2.0 is a good fit for you. It's a 12-month program. It's a mastermind, a group mastermind with a community that's going to teach you exactly step-by-step how to apply the power tools to your life so that you can show up as your most bold self, so that you can level up in faith and in business and in life. And you can consistently do the things you need to do in your business. All these great business strategies you know of, you can do it consistently and courageously. That'll lead to you increasing your impact and your income. That is what it is designed for. It is designed to help you become bolder. It is designed to help you be more confident in who you are, in your skills, and who you've been called to be, and who you've been called to serve. It's to help you to become more courageous and take action consistently. It's designed to help you be more productive, to help you connect in community and relationships that will help you to leverage, right? Leverage those relationships and level up in business. Increase your impact, like increase the number of people you can serve, and then increase your bottom line. It is designed for that, right? It's designed for that. So if you're ready for a little bit more of that, let's get on a call, discovery call. Go to the website, couragemolina.org, and book a session with me. It's a discovery call. It's free. And we'll talk a bit and see if this is a good fit for you. Maybe it is. Yay. Maybe it isn't. Yay. And I say yay even if it isn't, because at least you know what you don't need and you can continue to look for what you do need. You see what I'm saying? It's all about getting better. And obviously, as always, if this has blessed you, then what do I want you to do? Share it. Screenshot, share the link, share it on social media, Instagram, IG stories, in your email, in your group. Share alike. I pray that this has blessed you. And I hope that, you know, as you listen to this podcast every week, that you will start to show up as your most bold self and take courageous action consistently so that you can increase your impact and your income. Let's go. That's what this is all about. All right. I love you. Until next time. I know I say this all the time. Later. Love you. Bye.